Stylus, also called Silvanus, emerges as one of the prominent yet often overlooked figures in the early Christian church. His life and ministry serve as a testament to his faithfulness, leadership, and spiritual giftings. The first recorded mention of Silas is in Acts 15, during a critical moment for the early believers. And from there, he quickly becomes integral to the mission of spreading the gospel to the Gentiles. Silas was a respected leader with the Jerusalem church, holding a position of influence and trust. His role became especially significant during the events of the Jerusalem Council, where key decisions about the inclusion of Gentiles in the Christian faith were made. This council marked a turning point in church history, affirming that Gentile converts did not need to follow the Mosaic law in full, specifically circumcision, in order to be considered full members of the Christian community. Silas was chosen as one of the trusted representatives to deliver this message to the Gentile believers in Antioch. As a Roman citizen, Silas would have been a valuable asset to the early church's mission, providing him with the ability to move freely across the Roman Empire. His Roman citizenship, combined with his status within the Jewish Christian community, made him uniquely suited to bridge cultural divides between Jewish and Gentile believers. One of the notable aspects of Silas' ministry was his recognition as a prophet. Acts 15:32 specifically mentions that Silas, along with another leader named Judas Barsabbas, encouraged and strengthened the brothers with many words. Prophecy in the New Testament often carried the dual function of foretelling and forthtelling, speaking words of encouragement, comfort, and instruction under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Silas's gift for prophecy meant that he played a significant role in edifying and building up the early Christian communities, ensuring that they were both informed and spiritually strengthened. Silas also possessed the gift of encouragement, which was crucial for the fledgling churches facing persecution and uncertainty. His ability to inspire, motivate, and sustain the faith of believers likely made him a beloved figure whenever he traveled. His leadership also extended to guiding churches in doctrinal matters, as seen in his role at the Jerusalem Council. The combination of these spiritual gifts, prophecy, leadership, and encouragement, made Silas an indispensable figure in the early church's mission to spread the gospel. Silas's ministry took a pivotal turn when he was chosen to accompany Paul on his second missionary journey. This journey, recorded in Acts 15:36-41, began after a sharp disagreement between Paul and Barnabas over John Mark's involvement in their missions. Paul, seeking a new companion, chose Silas for the task. This decision was not made lightly. Silas had already proven himself to be a capable and faithful leader in the Jerusalem church, and his experience continued with his spiritual gifts made him an ideal partner for Paul's mission to the Gentile world. The second missionary journey was a challenging and far-reaching expedition, covering areas such as Syria, Cilicia, and eventually Macedonia and Greece. Silas's presence alongside Paul was invaluable, as the two men worked together to establish new churches and encourage existing ones. Throughout their journey, Silas was not just a follower of Paul, but a full-fledged partner in the work of evangelism. His Roman citizenship, combined with his fluency in both Jewish and Gentile customs, made him uniquely equipped to navigate the diverse cultural and political landscapes they encountered. The fact that Silas was selected to accompany Paul on such a significant journey speaks volumes about his character and calling, the challenges they would face together, persecution, imprisonment, opposition from religious and political authorities, required a companion who was not only spiritually gifted, but also physically and mentally resilient. Silas fit the bill perfectly. Whether preaching in synagogues, encouraging new converts, or enduring hardships along Paul, Silas proved himself to be a steadfast and courageous leader. In their mission, Paul and Silas formed a powerful team that exemplified the unity and diversity of the early church. Where Paul was bold and determined, Silas proved encouragement and prophetic insight. Together, they helped shape the early Christian movement, extending its reach into new territories and establishing churches that would carry on the message of Christ long after their departure. Although Silas is not as well known as some of his contemporaries, like Peter, Paul, or Barnabas, his impact on the early church is profound. His role as a prophet, encourager, and leader ensured that the churches he ministered to were strengthened both spiritually and structurally. His willingness to travel with Paul despite the dangers also highlights his commitment to the gospel and the cause of Christ. Silas's life offers a model of faithful, behind-the-scenes leadership, where spiritual gifts are used to build up the body of Christ, even if one's name is not always at the forefront of history. Silas stands as a key figure in the book of Acts, demonstrating the importance of using spiritual gifts for the edification of the church. His life exemplifies dedication to the mission of Christ, the power of prophecy and encouragement, and the strength to persevere through adversity. His partnership with Paul during the second missionary journey would leave an indelible mark on the growth and stability of the early Christian church, making Silas a crucial, though often unsung, hero of the faith. Blessings.